You don't have those expenses. She had the money. It's all about going after what you want. I want you guys to have goals. Okay. Come on, guys. See ya. Don't feel guilty. Do something. Okay. Oh, you see, I'm trying to stir up the kids. Ooh, that's a good one. Oh. Every morning I try. You know, I do the dishes, and while I'm doing the dishes, I usually listen to or watch, or not really watch. I get involved with whatever video presentation is currently out there. Anyway. And I try to get kind of a mix. I like this fella. I forget what his first name is. Steven Crowder. He's funny because he really has a very theatrical way of showing things. He does little snippets sometimes. And they're really great. They really kind of bring up the whole foolishness of behavior. And I probably should have worn a different jacket. What's happening right now is cutting right through. Got a little wind, and it seems a little humid. Anyway. So, you know, he was doing something about getting too weird about politics and the president and who the president is. And they had this thing, they were apparently working on some construction. They were working on the floor. And they were going through the whole thing working on the floor. And one of them said, "Hey, what do you think about Donald Trump doing this?" He says, "Oh, yeah." Or you know, about who's going to be on the Supreme Court. And he said, "Yeah, you know, I really don't know." And I was like, "Oh, well, you need it." And so he went right back to work. You know. You know, these little conversations on the side. Well, then they did the next thing where he just started saying Donald Trump. The guy said, "Donald Trump? How dare you talk about Donald Trump in my presence? Oh my gosh! Are you insane?" Ooh, you know, going off on all this SJW type of attitude about it. And this happened to be the, all of a sudden they panned the thing over, and there was the big boss, and the big boss just said, "Hey, you're fired. Spending too much time, you're supposed to be doing something else." Making life work. You know, that's exactly the way it should be. I said, "You know what? Donald Trump is now President of the United States. Call him President Trump." I've noticed that. Nobody calls him President Trump. I don't know why not. Everybody called President Obama President Obama. Even if you didn't like him, you called him that. You know, sometimes you call him Barry, because that was what he was called before he became a politician. The whole Barack Obama thing was him molding himself to try to become the kind of, you know, try to appeal more to his African background. Try to make him appeal more black. When he probably spent most of his time when he was young was kind of a cool black kid that hung out with all the white guys. Anyways. Alright, let's get a minute. Now we're going in the field. Where the winds blow. Holy moly. So anyway, they had done this whole thing to bring up the fact that the doings of these people really shouldn't affect our lives. When they had the whole women's march, and you're going, how are so many women able to get together in protest all over the world when all the rest of us had to be at work doing our jobs, feeding our families? I'm really quite concerned. These aren't voices that we really need to pay much attention to. Children, people like, well, my daughter Shayma, for instance, she could go to these kinds of activities, I suppose. Well, I certainly don't have any ability to stop her. She may feel like I may be stopping her because I don't totally fund. I wouldn't fund this stuff. I'm sorry. We have to eat. I don't have $1,000 to give to you to go and take some bus trip to go and put on a pussy hat and scream about the fact that men are such jerks. So I'm sorry, maybe I've got kind of a problem with my money being used to chastise me. That bugs me. My daughter swears up and down that she's not a social justice warrior. And yet, her biggest complaint with me is, number one, I don't agree with her. And you go, no, I don't. I often don't agree with her about a lot of things. Some things we are very agreeable on, that's fine. There were some things that happened in the past that mostly had to do with the fact that she felt like the reason why she wasn't getting to where she needed to be was that I wasn't rich enough. And frankly, I don't want to be that kind of rich because it will, all of my children, not all of them, the vast majority of my children, I can name names, I'm not going to, have a lazy streak to them. Or at least, they aren't catching on to their social responsibility. There's basic things that nearly everybody need to do. We need to go out, we need to spend, at least men, and if women swear up and down that they need to be treated like men, then it applies to them too. If you're going to behave like that, then you better take up the social responsibility that comes with it. I don't know how they're going to do that. Social responsibility for a man is to go out and spend the bulk of your time and effort bringing home money, resources, things like that, so that your family can engage in other activities, so that my wife can be a good homemaker and a happy person and take care of all the things that are involved in raising a family, not that I divorced myself from it. But she handles the day-to-day stuff. I handle some of the other things. And, and children are supposed to learn how to be functional in these roles. I feel bad because I guess I just didn't browbeat my children enough or something. I don't think I was that amazing as a young boy that age, but I want my kids to do better. I think I was a constant frustration to my father, who thought I would never amount to anything. And I think I took hold, ultimately. I think it was within me somewhere, so I guess I need to have faith that it's going to do that for my children, too. Maybe take a longer view. But not to back down on saying you've got responsibilities. You're going to have responsibilities. I want your wife to be able to depend on you. I want your children to be able to depend on you. That you're going to be the kind of person that no matter what happens, you're going to make sure everybody has a place to live, has a roof over their head, has food in their bellies, has some opportunity available to them, which everybody does, I'm sorry. I don't think a family needs to go through any kind of fracas for that. I think society has done an excellent job of making sure that some of the barriers of the past, you know, being black used to be a serious barrier. Now, it really isn't. In fact, we probably swung a little too hard, and now we are pandering too hard to blacks, and they don't really have to do anything to make things work. Anyway, it's really quite interesting, and I don't feel the same way about women. Sorry. I think most of the barriers are down for women too now. I think most of the screaming and yelling that women are doing now is mostly about making every inconvenience that being female is, turning that, making all society have to pay for it. And I don't think that's get smart at all. I think that's wrong-headed and wrong direction. We need to put the needs of other people ahead of ourselves. That's just absolutely core to becoming a decent person. And that doesn't mean you know, oh, I'm going out and applying for this for other people. And you go, no, no. This is, you are getting together and screaming about your individual selfishness. And you're trying to use the tactics of discrimination to buy you discrimination, positive discrimination, on your own, you know. It's twisted. I don't really understand it except that it's not doing something for other people. Or it's not doing something good for other people. I guess we have to do that too. To be in the service of others is actually doing something good in the service of others, not helping them be lazy. I want all the women in the world to be able to be as lazy as they want. You know, they need to be able to have sex whenever they like, protected or unprotected, and be able to, in any given moment, stop something that scares them. And that's mostly what it's attached to. I'm sorry. Upright men aren't allowed to avoid scary situations. Aren't allowed to do those things. We have always given women the ability to do that because we needed someone who was more touchy-feely, more able to be in connection with how people are feeling. While men have to just do what needs to be done. Now, women don't respect that. And then they start projecting it, and that's probably the worst thing of all, is the fact that nobody should have to feel pain, nobody should have to suffer, nothing should be too hard. And then they want to spread that around. That's where communism and socialism come from. Communism is how men accomplish socialism. The kind of socialism we see today is how women accomplish socialism. That anything scary or fearful should be socialized so nobody has to feel afraid anymore. Communism was all about there are huge nasty things to be done and we will gather strength by coming together. Enforcing a more socialistic society on everybody. What we had then was a man's socialism. What we have today is a woman's socialism. Socialism always appeals to women because they feel more protected when there's more of them. That's wrong. That's right. They are in some pretty compromising situations by nature. Pregnancy, bearing children, raising them, has a lot to do with protection. At some points you can't be protected so much. You have to go out and start fighting the fight. I'm very upset that my boys, at least, are taking advice from women. It's important that they get good advice from real men.
We had a good job done.